One other question. We actually had this, and again, there were mixed responses in the survey, Alan, which is the role of retesting and do these markers change? We know in other diseases, CLL, for example, you see that. What about in colorectal cancer?
That's a great question. So certainly we do know that the primary and the metastatic deposits may have somewhat different profiles, as is the case in every cancer. I'd say it's unusual for the biomarker profile to change from one time to another, although we really haven't done enough serial biopsies to know that for sure. I mean, that's a research question. We do serial biopsies more to try to understand what the nature of the disease is as it progresses. But the real issue is it likely that a patient will develop an actionable mutation that would offer up new options at the time of progression? I think that's not common at all, and probably that would not be a reason to be doing serial biopsies.
Well, Tony, the flip side would be, for example, somebody who loses a marker that prevents you from using a therapy, i.e., does somebody go from RAS mutant to RAS wild type?
So I think you don't lose the mutation per se. You may essentially, so this is where I think the liquid biopsy component comes a little bit more handy. As Alan alluded to, the problem is there's so much heterogeneity in the cancer. So if you biopsy every tumor, there may be a little bit different. I mean, so if one is KRAS mutated, most of them are going to be KRAS mutated. Now, the clones that are captured through liquid biopsies may help tell the story, and that's been already published, you know, multiple times, that you could see these, the emergence of clones that are resistant. So under pressure with EGFR inhibitors, you may see those clones that essentially phenotypically look like KRAS mutated cells, and these essentially end up resistance or explaining part of the resistance we see to EGFR inhibitors. Interestingly, there's this whole concept that's emerging, the concept of free challenge, that essentially, you know, about 20% of patients who fail EGFR inhibitors, and you place them on another therapy, and then you check through circulating free DNA, the circulating clones, there is reemergence of sensitive clones, and those patients actually tend to respond to EGFR rechallenge. This is primarily in the research setting, being now validated into the clinic. But this is where perhaps the future of liquid biopsies may become more useful.
So bottom line though, Alan, is there a role, would you recommend repeat testing?
Not outside of a research setting.
Okay.
Agree.